Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the last episode of the Podsake this year. This episode, I think we can all relate to, it's about the stress and the magic leading up towards Christmas as a mother. And this episode is sponsored by 10 Dental Facial Practice, an amazing award-winning dental and facial aesthetic practice based in Clapham. 10dental.com for getting the perfect smile, whiter teeth, whatever you fancy. They are absolutely fantastic. So with me on this podcast, we've got Kristen Smith, a mum of two. I actually met her at the school gates. She's absolutely hilarious, has her own blog called Wine or Wine. And we're going to go straight in talking about Christmas and everything that goes with it. Enjoy. Right, here we go. Welcome.
Hi. Broken.
Broken already. Welcome to the final podcast of the year. And I'm with Kristen Smith again, who was with us on, I think, one of the second podcast we did?
Just pre-Inca.
Pre-Inca, yeah. Who is also with us and is due a feed very soon, so that should be interesting. But yes, I'm with Kristen Smith. She has a blog called Wine or Wine. I'm sure you can figure that out. We've all wined and like wine. So it's 4 days till Christmas. How? I feel like we've just come back from doing the school run. I've still got a sweaty upper lip from all the racing around and stuff. Haven't actually properly had breakfast. And we're doing a podcast on the craziness that is the build-up towards Christmas. And why we put ourselves through so much and help.
I don't know why we do it. I said to myself this year, I'm not going to do it. And today, I feel utterly broken. I went to bed at 3 o'clock because I was packing to go to Ireland. I have to get a flight to Ireland at, we've just been talking about it actually. What time is my flight? 5:45.
Yes.
I'm doing this now. Then going to collect the child from school who has, I was just discussing, she does audition, she has a recall up in North London at 2 o'clock. I've somehow got to get to Gatwick. And it's just madness. Dropped off all the school presents this morning for the teachers.
Oh, that is full on. That's
it's like a
Christmas
job
in itself.
Yeah, that's like, why? And it's always, and I know this is the way it is, but it's always the same people that contribute and do it. And I'm like, you're rushing around. And then hilarious moment this morning, a kid that's parent didn't contribute wanted to write their name on the card. And it was that awkward, like, no, you can't. And then I was like, that's really mean.
That's quite
Joseph,
quite
mean. It's okay. Put your name on the card. But you didn't pay. You can't really say that to a kid.
I think it would be a lot easier if, you have to like basically take in cash every time you go to the school gates. Yeah, everyone wants a pound for something.
Yeah.
I never carry cash with me ever. And then you had to have contributions towards teachers. They should just have contactless. Why can't we just have contactless
in the play?
Just take cards.
They do have a contactless now for the old PTA, so we could
they
just
do.
Be like that.
They do. You buy a cake at the cake sale now for 50p and use your contactless.
Exactly.
It does make life easier. They should do that with collecting pound coins for Christmas Jumpers Day and all the stuff. In fact, I don't know if you saw it as you arrived, there's loads of presents on the hallway table that I've just managed to do. It's right now it's 10:30 and the school closes in 3 hours?
Yeah, something like that. 1:45.
And then we have Christmas. Have you got everything ready?
I'm absolutely not. There's an alarm telling me to, I don't know, do something. No, I'm literally living on the day. So it's like, did the presents for my family that we saw the other weekend. Because we go to Ireland, because my partner's Irish, and we have a wedding tomorrow, just to add into the chaos. Crikey. I'll be like lying in the corner in my new green dress from Sainsbury's, drinking Baileys. And also another thing is the weight gain. Like I promised myself I won't do it this year. And I did start going to the gym and I won't be eating, you know, those biscuits in the morning. And I won't be just being reckless. And I've done every year.
Of course.
It's suddenly acceptable that you can eat like 10 biscuits. Because you know those big things of biscuits that you have, or the Roses chocolates, that you can just eat 10 in a row for breakfast. Yep. It's not acceptable, but it is, because you're just trying
totally
to survive.
It's acceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably why I need to go to the dentist, because I've just basically I've consumed so much sugar recently. But you know what? I think everyone says, you know, when January comes, I'm going to do dry January, which I am actually going to do. I did do it a couple of years ago and I did feel the benefits from it. So I will do that.
I think I remember when you did that. No, I've already planned my trip to the gym, like on the second. I'm already thinking about that, because the thought of, and it's so annoying because it is amazing. I love decorations. I love lights. I love the kids' excitement. Mm. But I do think nowadays, and I don't know, like we just overindulge. And the more kids get, you realise the more they get, the more bratty they get. And
absolutely.
We went to Winter Wonderland, and if you're planning on going, it's like a hellhole.
The one on in Hyde Park?
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy
last
year.
Don't do it.
It was awful. It was too packed.
Yeah.
I was terrified of losing the children.
Yeah.
It was so expensive. There were like a million entrances and one exit.
Yeah.
And we were like, where? Just get us out of here.
It's like, I'll pay anything. Yeah, just get me out.
It was, I didn't enjoy that at all.
The first ride the kids wanted to go on was £9.
My
6-year-old does not understand. She's not reasonable in any way. And you're like, listen, I'm only spending X amount on rides. And also the worst, and I made the hugest error of going on the games, you know, where you win a giant teddy.
Oh, yeah.
I won one once for her.
You?
So, yeah, I mean, you know, very competitive.
Major.
Yeah, I literally screamed the place down. But she wants those things, and you're thinking, I'd rather just buy you one than it will cost me 50 quid to actually. Win. And actually, we made a huge error at Winter Wonderland. We went the wrong way to get to the kiddie area. So we actually walked the entire length of the park with whinging kids and it was hideous.
That's the thing. It's like, in our heads, I have this magical Christmas experience of the kids are going to be fabulous, everything's going to be magical. And then you get to it and you're like, actually, this kind of, it sucks a little bit.
I know, isn't it awful? I think because they get a present and they want another one. They don't really appreciate it. And actually, all I really want to do is lie down, watch The Holiday with a Baileys.
I just want
to
lie down.
And no one talk to
me. I don't
want
anyone to talk. I just want to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Without anyone knocking on the door and asking me to put Lego together.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
Be like this, should it? And actually, my daughter said to me the other day, and I was like, literally broken in the morning. I've asked them to put their shoes on 15 times. She said, mummy, you look like you need a Netflix day.
Oh, did she?
And I was like,
that's so considerate.
I mean, you're so
her.
Aware, but you know,
she's amazing.
Love, there isn't time. Well, you know, the other one wasn't thinking of me, but like a Netflix day, yes.
Can
but
I say like, that summer was amazing in the Christmas play?
Oh, yeah.
And let's face it. So Kristen is a fellow mum from the school. I met her at the school gates. We watched the Christmas play together last week.
Yes.
And my son is year 3. And for like a 2-hour show, my son was in it for about 3 minutes.
3 minutes. It's a long stretch.
And you have to sit through the entire thing. And it's pretty, you know.
It's not the best, but it's not the worst. Because the good thing about this is, because my friend sent her kids one, which was a nativity in a church with 300 kids and you couldn't see a thing.
Oh,
and actually they cocked up his headdress. So the it was pretty awful for him, but they just put a tea towel on his head. So my poor friend's son had a tea towel on his head, and they had to sit through sort of 3 hours of carols. Now, in our one, the only good thing is what they do is they do, like, it was Sinbad the Sailor, right? Yeah. But they always have a pop star theme. So every class sings a song from a pop star. So this year it's Lady Gaga.
And that was very cool,
it's
actually.
It's been Blondie. It's been Queen.
It's been ABBA.
Yeah. So that is the good bit to look forward to.
That's true.
I have to find the dialogue. Can't hear you, don't know what you're saying, and then the kids come on and sing, like, well, my daughter's was Bad Romance, but they change it to Rad Bromance, and it started with lads
yeah,
on
that,
tour.
That was brilliant.
It was epic.
That was brilliant, and the dancing was really good.
And the dance,
you kind of
do
see the older the children get, the better the performance becomes.
They do get better. It was good, but it's quite long. Oh, Christ, by the end,
really
you're like
long.
Losing the will to live.
By the end, you're like, wow, that was a couple of hours. I'll never get back.
Yeah, it is like, you're like, maybe an hour and a half. And last year they sold Prosecco.
Yes,
and it made it a lot more bearable.
Well, I went for the Prosecco.
No,
where was it?
Yeah, I tried. Yeah, it wasn't happening this year. I think the school... And there's been lots of drama at the school, and I think they were just trying to keep it, you know.
Yeah,
so there weren't sort of people standing up going. I mean, actually, it did annoy me though this year. I have to say, it's people's opinions. People were leaving halfway through.
Because now, they'd seen their kid and knew they weren't going to come back
buggers,
again.
And my kid's in year six, so I was like, you've got to stay! You know, psycho mum, kid in year six. But a few years ago, the head wouldn't let you leave and you had to pay £50 to leave a red note. Now, I tell you, I really would have paid it a few times. But, like, there was no speech about this year. So people were sneaking off.
Really?
It's a debate. What are your thoughts, viewers? Do you leave the play? I mean, you don't, because it's only 2 hours.
I don't know,
but
if you've seen your kid and you know they're not coming, like if your kid's in year one and they come out first and you know you're not going to see your kid again and you've got to sit there for another hour and a half watching really bad acting with people you don't know.
Yeah.
I'd pay 50 quid to get out. I haven't
or
got
at
the time.
Least provide wine so that you can sit there and embrace it. I think I'm lucky this year. I had one in year one, so she was early doors, and then older one was in two dances.
Yeah, that was,
so
that was
I
perfect.
Knew there was joy at the end of the tunnel. But
also this year, everyone comes back out again at the end. But year three didn't.
For the dreaded medley.
For the dreaded medley, but Basil did not come out.
No, so there was it was controversial. So they hadn't really learned it. And then some kids came out, some didn't. You can never see your kid because your kid, like your one will be short behind a tall person. Like sometimes with these plays, you just want to go like, listen, put all the, you know, and I've got a real bugbear about some of the classes, and this is me being really critical. They don't change lines.
Yes.
So I'm really lucky. My kids are short and they're at the front. These poor kids that are at the back.
Sorry, that alarm is...
There's an alarm
my kid's alarm clock, which never goes off in the morning. I think my kids changed it. It's meant to go off at 7. It's going off at 10:30.
Yeah,
10?
Just in case they didn't get up.
Can you hear that? Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
But
it'll go off in
a
minute. It's part
fine.
Of life.
It's part of life. But yeah, well, I think everyone, the school Christmas play, I mean, it's just dramas.
Kind of, it is drama.
Yeah.
Going back to actual Christmas Day, we usually host, which I must admit, hosting is really stressful when you have kids as well. And I usually end up crying in the utility room because I've messed up cooking, or you feel like you're not getting enough help, or you're just exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, mums generally prepare Christmas for everybody. I was out with my husband last night and I said to him, Are you done? You ready? He was like, No, I'll do it Christmas Eve. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, you do that Christmas Eve and I'll just look after all the children and you can just go off and do all that. But he seems really calm about it and I wish I had that. Well, I don't have that calmness. I'm like, I need to get stuff now.
Totally, and I feel bad there's a man in the room with us here, the producer.
Well, I feel like he learns stuff every time he's here.
It's like a really good therapy session for him.
Really
this is.
Is
what happens. Like, I mean, the thing is, we don't want to turn this into a men bashing.
I do.
But it literally is unbelievable. I don't think my kids would know what Christmas was if my partner was in charge. And he's an amazing dad. He works really hard. But Nothing.
Actually, I will. Last night, I must admit, my husband Jesse took me, my mum, and his mum to see A Christmas Carol at the Old Vic.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Also, my daughter's friend is in that as Tiny Tim.
but maybe it wasn't him
because there's four of them.
Oh, my word. It was absolutely magical. Oh. And I realised it was the first time that I've actually sat down without children, without any distractions, without my phone for I don't know how
long.
2 hours. And when Tiny Tim, you know, that scene where, you know, he could die, I sobbed. Oh. You know, when you're in theatre and you're kind of like, I don't want to make out that I'm crying because it's kind of embarrassing. So you're kind of like doing that silent cry and your shoulders start to go. And you're kind of like, don't move, it's fine. And I must have been sobbing, not for Tiny Tim, but just like, I just needed a release.
Yeah, sobbing for life.
I just needed to get
sobbing about Christmas.
Just needed to get this out. And I like my tears like rolling down my cheeks, like down my neck. And I was like, this is actually really needed.
Oh my God, that's so cool. You went to see that and it's
brilliant.
So emotional.
So my husband was very good with organising that. He did
but they do
that.
And again, I'm apologising to the man in the room. They do one thing and it's like, the medal.
Yeah, right.
Get the medal. Yes. My partner did actually come on the ice the other night, which was quite impressive considering I think last time we went, he held on to the side. But like, I said to him the other night, I just had a rage, you know, like, I've got to do all the packing. And it's like, just, and I think he said to me, oh no, this was the best comment. So I actually ran a school, just to add to all the exhaustion of Christmas, a school quiz night, which Louise was at.
Which was brilliant.
At the beginning of December, just to add to the stress. Like, basically the deputy head is leaving. And I don't really know, some people have this power over you, don't they? She sort of said to me, I said, are we doing anything for your leaving? She said, oh, I'd love you to do a quiz again. And I walked away and I was like, I'm doing a quiz. I don't know how that happened. Like, great. Like, literally the last thing in the world I wanted to do. Like, and anyway, and David said to me before, I don't know why you're worrying about it. You know it's going to be great. And you're like, but it's only going to be great if I do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, don't worry about it. I mean, we all say it to everyone. I said, don't worry about it. I am worried about it. But I guess what we need to do is just go, I'm going to get it done. Like,
yesterday, and you do. And it was
marvellous. You will make it. I will make my flight somehow tonight.
You will make your flight.
I will make this audition. I will have packed. It will be stressful. But I went to this like thing about stress or something recently. And they were like, you've got to just... apparently it's your mind telling you to be stressed. So you need to find that place. I mean, I'm not really into all this. I am just stressed. But, you know, you need to just be like, no, it's my mind telling me I'm worried and I'm going to be stressed. I don't need to be worried, but I don't know. It works sometimes.
I kind of did that last night. Yeah. I couldn't sleep last night. It was, everyone was asleep and I was just lying in bed. I think it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was thinking, my God, I've got this to do and I've got that to do. And how am I going to get it all done? And I could feel myself getting really anxious.
Yeah,
and
I'm like,
but I have to sleep. I have to sleep. And I was like, okay, let's break it down. What do I actually really need to do? I was like, actually, yeah, I guess that could get done then. And I was like, oh, it's actually all right. You know, we'll manage. And if I don't get anything done, then screw it.
Well,
like,
exactly.
I'm sure you had the same. We had a list of names in the school bag from Basil's class. If we wanted to send out Christmas cards, like to all the class. And I was like, nope.
It doesn't matter this
year.
I am
not doing that. And I said to Basil, do you want to send some cards? And he was like, no. And I was like, fine. Not doing it.
It's fine.
Not going to beat myself up about trying to do absolutely everything.
Yeah, that's the thing we need to do. We've got this thing that it needs to be perfect. And my 6-year-old did want to write the cards. Fine. It was a deathly experience. The writing was, you know, by the end you're like, oh my God, like, but don't say anything. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. We're nearly there. 28, 29, 30, done. But I think...
You
but
did then, 30
no,
cards.
No, but you know what? It's kind of like she's year one and then the 10-year-old's like, do you know what? I'm doing 3 cards and that's it. And you're like, fine.
Yeah.
I think it's just, you know... One of those,
it
like,
is one
we
of those,
we want everything to be perfect. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
But I think we want to, I don't know if it's a female thing, we feel the need. Like, I've just been in, given the office chocolates, got something for the caretaker. I think we just want to thank people.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
No, actually, it's because my mum's a teacher and she was like, never piss off the office. Always remain friendly with the office and the caretaker. So anyone out there.
I love the caretaker.
And we do love the caretaker, Mark.
He is brilliant. He's always Santa at the Christmas fair. He's got his own Santa
squatter.
And he's
like... He's
brilliant.
He loves a conspiracy theory.
Does he?
Loves it.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
he's
like,
you know. Anyway, I bought him a whiskey and Coke. because he said he liked a whiskey. And then The Office, I said to them this morning, thank you for everything you do. I'm sorry for being so annoying. And none of them went, oh, no, you're not. And they were like, did you notice we didn't say anything? And I was like, yes, I did.
I think you're annoying. I think you're brilliant.
I think The Office, because you know, they have the power, don't they?
They do have the power.
And, you know, but...
They do have the power. They open they press the button and the door opens.
Yeah, you're like, let me in, let me in.
It's like Crystal Maze.
Yeah, but Christmas Day is like a blur, isn't it? It's like morning presents, crazy. Then you eat and you feel absolutely awful.
Yeah. But this is what I want to say. So our Christmas is now, I have my side of the family and my husband's side of the family. And that's when you realise that people do Christmas differently.
Differently, awkward.
And it can cause...
Ruckuses.
It can cause ruckuses. Yeah. So last Christmas, I'm not going to sing Wham. Last Christmas, not only was I... in my first trimester of pregnancy, and I didn't tell anyone, and I felt like absolute death's door. So we were hosting, and my family are generally always on time. My husband's not so much, and I kind of, you know, you're slaving over a stove, and you've spent... And we went to Sainsbury's on Christmas Eve with two kids and me being pregnant. It was disgusting. It was hell. Oh. Spent a fortune, and then, you know, you're doing all this preparation. You want everything to be perfect. The table looked beautiful. And then I remember we just sat down to eat. No, we just sat down and I said to everyone, can we all wait until everyone's ready to eat? Like, let's all sit down and eat at the same time. And someone started eating before we all sat down. I was like, can you just wait? Do you mind just waiting until we're all ready?
You're not going to name the person.
It's almost as if I had like asked them to, you know, like babysit for a week or something. I was just like, wow.
Causes tension.
Like, come on, just I've done all this preparation. The least you can do is just wait for me to sit down and eat. Oh, and then I could rant on and on that for ages. And like just opening the presents. Like I like to see what everyone gets. I like to see what people are getting, but then other people are like ripping everything open. And
yeah.
I'm like, I spent loads of time thinking about that gift for you. I wanted to see your reaction.
Yeah, you can see why like family arguments happen and people completely lose it. Oh, you almost need, like when you've got two families together, almost an agenda and a pre-list before, like, because like we've had that and you've got to laugh, like people do things differently. And so you almost need like to agree, like, this is how we're going to open the presents. Yeah, because my partner's family, so I remember the first time he handed out all the presents, one each, and then we all opened and we all waited. And then anyway, it was fine, but it went on for hours.
Yeah.
Because one person opened each individually. And I was like, Jesus. But at the same time, then you've got like another time where the kids are, like you said, ripping
up. You're like, wait. Stop, wait, I need to know.
And just different traditions.
Yeah. Do you open the presents before lunch,
I remember years
lunch,
ago, a huge argument on Christmas Day. Awful with my grandmother, me and my mum over a board game. It's like, funny now, but you know when you're like, oh my God. Like, but also what a lot of people don't realise is every family has it. Every family has it. People are knackered. They've had a drink.
Yeah.
And people are not playing by the rules.
They are like, knackered.
What are the rules before?
That's why, you know, it's nice to see EastEnders Christmas because, you know, nothing's going to be as bad as that.
Yeah, no, like, hopefully no one's going to fall off a building or get shot by Phil, or Phil might get shot or whoever it is. No, but it is comedy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Christmas Eve stockings. So I want to know what you do, because I've been asking a lot of mums about this. I've grown up having a stocking at the end of my bed when I go to sleep on Christmas Eve. I wake up and there is a stocking full of little bits and pieces of presents. But now, like with movies and stuff, the kids are like, oh, we need to write to Santa. Fine. But they're writing to Santa for like major big presents that I would give him rather than Santa. And I don't put a present under the tree from Santa. I've never done that. Have you?
Do you know what? Stockings. Again, it's completely random. And you're like, oh, by the way, like you don't want Santa to give the best presents because you're like there for me.
I want the credit.
Yeah. And again, it's like a whole new, like we always had, me and my brother, actually, I think we had a full-on pillowcase. Like, I feel like now I'm like, wow, a pillowcase at the end of the bed with a shitload of presents, but generally nothing majorly, like full, but of like stuff, but not massive.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like
a major...
Yeah, a Nintendo Switch, which kids seem to ask Santa for. And, or my daughter, a hamster. You're like, he doesn't do animals.
Yeah.
Love.
And this is the thing. So,
I love that.
Basil asked for this Lego, which I think it was about, it was like one of those massive ones, about 400 quid.
Yeah, you're like, no.
And I was like, I don't think Santa can afford that. It was like, of course he can. He just makes it. It's magic.
Oh. I mean, yeah, the whole Santa thing is so funny these days with like the whole, with life changing. Hello, darling. There's a man with a white beard. Go and sit on his lap and let him say ho, ho, ho. I mean, it's so wrong.
It's so wrong.
But at the same time, it's so amazing. Like, we can't do anything. It's like, it's wrong. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do that. But you're like.
But it is. I mean, it is a bit creepy. Like, sitting on an old man's lap. Have you been a good girl? It's a bit creepy.
It's like Halloween. Go and knock on a door and ask for sweets. Never do this any other time of the year from a stranger, but eat sweets from a random.
Yeah. But, and that is weird.
This is what I think. Santa will bring you presents. You then, as a parent, if they want an expensive one that you are prepared to buy, you say, I don't think Santa's going to bring you that this year. Mm. And then you take the credit, mummy and daddy. But it's all, everyone's got different, you know, we had it last year with my brother and his wife. And we always have them at the end of the bed, but their child was awake all night. So my brother tried to go in and he was sort of leaning over with the sack and she woke and went, Daddy, what are you doing? And he kind of, like, almost tried to, like, smother her. No! And was, like, shouting at his wife. And then she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, nothing. And so they were awake all night. And I just think then, sod it, put the pillowcases downstairs. Like, it's actually ridiculous. That, like, your kid's meant to go to sleep expecting presents at the end of the bed. Who the fuck's going to sleep? Do you know what I mean? I mean, so funny. And then of course, everyone was knackered. And my niece was like, got a guitar from them later on. And was just had this guitar attached to her and just sobbing all day because she was so tired. Because she'd been awake all night and nearly got smothered by my brother. You know, it's just like terrible.
I was talking to another mum at the school, actually. And she was saying that she puts rocks in her kids' stockings. Like, not completely full of rocks, but some rocks.
Oh, right.
And she was like, where do you get your rocks from? I was like, I don't actually know what you're talking about. She was like, don't you put rocks in the stocking? I was like, no. She was like, well, it's just, you know, so they know that they're not 100% good. They are still a little bit naughty and they just need to know about it. And I was like, oh, is this a thing that people do? Have you heard of that before?
No, I've never heard of Rockgate, no.
Have you, Jim? Never heard of that?
No. I think things have changed since I was little. Like, now... I don't really remember writing to Santa, and I don't really, I don't think we really visited Santa. I think it's a new thing. You visit Santa, And then Santa appears at school and then at the fair. And then they're like, well, which one is Santa?
I feel that my kids aren't as excited about seeing Santa as I was when I was a kid because he's everywhere.
Yeah.
He was at our school Christmas fair.
Yeah.
The next day I went to that party where I bumped into Cheryl Cole. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a Santa there. And Basil was literally like, well, I saw him yesterday, so I'm not bothered.
Yeah.
And then because my husband works at TouchNote, you can send cards from Santa to your boys and say you've been doing a really good job. So they've had like 3 postcards from Santa.
Oh, they're over it.
And they're just like, oh,
where are the
whatever.
Presents?
Like, yeah.
And I do this one on, and I've done it every year for my kids and my nieces. It's here. It's like a Santa on video, and he goes, hello, summer, how are you this year? And you type in their name, and then it's quite cute.
Is that an app?
Yeah, like it's the thing. And I always ring a bell and they come down and do it. I mean, like, obviously my one's older now and she probably knows, but we've never actually had the conversation. I'm like, I'm not having it with you.
No,
I'm not gonna tell you. And like, the elf is a new thing, and like, people either love or hate the elf. I just, my little one's reaction to it is priceless.
What,
every morning
shelf?
Yeah, where's the elf?
Oh, that's good.
Loves it. I'm not very good with it. Elf's either like, you know, back to front in a bottle of wine, or like throwing toilet roll. It's not, I just shove the elf somewhere.
That's good. Okay, but we had elf on the shelf, and in June this year, Basil found the elves in the utility room cupboard, and he was like, "Mummy, why are the elves here?" Like, he was like, "Clearly, they're not. You know, it's not real. You know, the elves aren't real."
And you're like,
"And I was like, no. They're here all year round. They're checking all year round.
They're
and
doing a bit of maintenance.
Yeah, they're doing
a
bit of market
room.
Research to send back to Santa." And Basil was like, "But they're in a cupboard. They can't even see us." I was like, "Oh, they can see. They know. They see everything."
I mean, it's just like, we've just got to keep believing in the magic. Like, I still, despite knowing at whatever age, I don't really remember finding out, but I just loved the excitement.
I remember finding out.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, no.
Still getting over it.
Oh. I know some people have really, like, my sister-in-law was like, oh, it was awful. Like, my dad's friend was drunk and he told us. Whereas I have no memory of it. I just remember it sort of knowing, but still being so excited that I would get a pillowcase full of presents.
I must admit, I am excited at the idea that my kids believe in Santa. Like, that is magical, and I think that is priceless. And I remember when I first had children, you know, when they're teeny tiny babies, like Inca now is almost 5 months.
She
hasn't got a clue what's going on.
No.
And I remember saying, I can't wait for my children to get to an age where they're so excited about Christmas. And I'm here now. I'm in it now. And I need to focus on the magic and not the drama and the stress.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's funny, we've come full circle in this. Mm. We've been like, oh, it's awful. Oh my God, I'm so stressed. To like, actually, it's really cool.
Yeah,
and
it is.
It's really fun on the evening, and the mince pie and the carrot.
I love the games.
And like,
I love playing the games, like the board games, when you're a little bit tipsy and everyone's relaxed. And
I love a Baileys.
I'm not a fan of Baileys.
Oh my God, I could drink a whole bottle.
I dated a guy once who drank Baileys, and I remember he had really bad breath, and it just made me just go, I can't do that.
Yeah, no, he's
if
out.
You drink a lot of Baileys, make sure you have
gum. I've got gum on me. Yeah, I mean, you have to. Like, it's like chocolate milk joy.
Mm. Maybe I'll try it again this year.
Yeah, just a little bit. Well, you can drink now this year.
I can drink now. Oh my gosh, that is just a joy in itself.
Yeah.
And not feeling sick the entire time. That's just amazing. Last year was awful. And my sister and my mum were like, are you sure you're not pregnant? Because you're not drinking.
Did you not tell them?
No, because I think last Christmas I was
quite early.
Yeah, it was about 6 weeks or something.
Yeah, and you're
5 or 6 weeks. And
like,
I did feel absolutely hideous.
God, yeah.
And my mum and my
aunt,
they were just looking at me going, you're pregnant.
Surely they knew. I mean,
Well, they did.
Drinking.
And I just had to, I basically drank champagne in front of them going, see, I'm not pregnant. I'm drinking. I'm just really hungover from last night.
Yeah, and you're like, why am I doing this?
Exactly. Why just tell them that
why
I'm pregnant?
Why have I just downed a bit of champagne to breathe?
Made me feel even worse. Oh, no, it wasn't good. But this year we are going to the pub.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, going to the pub.
I'm not hosting. Any stress? No.
Yeah, cutting off stress. We're going to have
people
here.
Which pub?
The one near the school.
The Stonehouse.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so we're going there.
And this is a pub right next to our school that actually, it's brilliant because after the quiz night, they stayed open deliberately for another hour.
Did they?
Because they knew they were going to make loads of money. And
it's
quite, they're quite tolerant of us.
Tolerant.
Like, no, they were, or maybe it's just me. They're very tolerant, yeah. you know, if you're next to a school, you've got to market it well.
I'm surprised that we don't go to the school more, the pub more after like school pickup on a Friday. We should just go straight to the pub.
We should,
with the
and
kids
they often
do
have
homework.
Like gin 50% off for mums. Yeah. They have a thing written, you know, because they know. Yeah, I think because you just want to get home, don't you? Yeah, like, true. It's not that fun being in a pub
with kids.
Like,
no, you're absolutely like, right.
It's a nice idea, but then you're there and they're whinging.
Again, it's the idea that seems nice and you can kind of visualise this perfect scenario and then you get there and you're like, this is hell. Why am I doing this to myself?
It was like my friend came to Winter Wonderland the other night, but with her six-year-old and three-year-old, and it was just, it's just so stressful and actually really made me laugh. By the end of the night, like, we were there so late because we got lost and, oh, it was just, and, she ended up, and I did this actually in Disneyland when my daughter was two. I ended up buying a giant lolly just to get her out of the park. So these friends of mine, next thing I turn around, this three-year-old has got a giant blue candy floss. You know, like the worst candy floss.
Yeah.
Just smothered all over her, but it was the only way. Do you know what I mean? So you were saying the idea is nice.
Yeah.
Take your two kids to Winter Wonderland. But like three, they're just, you know, irrational and it's too late. So
I'm a bit gutted that the Winter Wonderland wasn't on at Clapham Common, the other one. I like that one.
So annoyed. So Winterville.
Winterville, that's it.
So they have like where we live. Yeah, like, so apparently there were so many complaints about it ruining the grass on the common. They didn't do it.
I mean,
honestly, ridiculous. Because it was easy for us to just go up there, tick the box.
I mean, that was great. It wasn't too busy.
Not too big.
It wasn't big. And it was, you could leave if you wanted to instead of trying to find an exit.
But even when we went the other day, you couldn't get in at the entrances. We had to then queue. Like on about the third entrance, so I'm not doing that again. You know, like all too much. So.
It's too much.
Wow,
is it really
more coffee?
Yeah, we need more coffee. So, any advice or hacks to mums out there who are trying to spin all the plates and try and do everything?
I just want to say, don't do it. But I said I wouldn't do it, and I've been spinning plates. Like, just take a deep breath and think about what you really need to do. Do you really need to write 30 Christmas cards?
Yes.
No, if your kid's not up for it, don't do it. If they want to do it, fine. But if they're not up for it...
I think prioritise, like, what is the most important versus
also,
what is not.
And I'm
actually
really bad for this, but be present, because I am so busy palming the kids off. I've got to do this, got to do that, got to do that. And actually, why don't we just sit there and play a game and not try and be doing 6,000 other things. And
that's really good advice.
Really want to try and do that. I'm good at the chat. But, like, we do a lot of, like, in a minute.
Yeah.
And then when you actually have a day when you're present with them, you actually enjoy it.
You do, you're so right.
You do.
And, like, I do that. So, like, in a minute. And then Basil's like, well, I've counted to 60 seconds and you're still not here.
God, I know. That's the worst, isn't it? And Basil, with Phoebe as well, mine, they like to know what's happening. And if you say in 2 minutes...
It's like literal.
What you actually mean is in about 3 hours. And you say in a minute and they count it. And you're like, bollocks, I should
give them the exact...
Now I say when the hand reaches wherever.
Yeah.
You know.
I think I need to not worry so much about the state of the flat. I mean, you can see right now, I couldn't give a crap right now. There's shit everywhere.
But it's just normal.
I mean, the podcast producer man is actually playing with Lego
And we discussed Lego earlier. Lego is a lifelong joy.
It's not when you step on it.
No, it's not. As in, we were saying, like, what age do you stop liking Lego? Well, how old's the producer here? 35. He's loving
35
it.
And
he's
still
making
loving
a
it.
Car. Yeah. And my brother has Star Wars Lego still, and he's 41. So Lego is
maybe
forever.
I still haven't got Jesse a gift. I don't know what to get him.
But you know my worst story ever this month. I forgot my partner's birthday. Like, and it sounds awful, but I do feel like I am, like, running everything. And literally I said to him at 11 o'clock the night before, oh my God, it's your birthday tomorrow. 14th of December, the worst day ever. I had all my school friends coming up for our Christmas do. It was his 40th last year and I went all out. Mm. We had a party and 40 presents and this, that and the other. So he doesn't really care. All he wanted was a break. So on the Sunday, I went out for the day with the kids and he was like, I watched football. And it's all you really want, isn't it? A bit of a break.
I remember my parents saying to me all they wanted for Christmas was peace and quiet. Yeah. I remember them saying that when I was a kid, and I remember thinking, that is so dull.
Oh, it's so good.
What is that? Now I totally get it. Now yeah. I'm like, do you know what? I would love to just sit wrapped up in a blanket, yeah. drinking whatever, eating whatever, and watching a programme without any interruptions.
Yeah.
That would actually be an amazing gift.
I do get it now. Which means we're officially old.
Oh,
yeah, but it's
God.
Good. I love a garden centre these days.
Look at the state of my garden right now.
I love a garden centre.
I love a garden centre. Yeah. All these, I'm turning into my mother.
It's not just about garden stuff. Me too. I actually talk like my mum now.
Inca wants to say
I stand something. Like my mum. Inca's got something to say.
What do you want to say, sweetheart? Please stop now. Classic.
It's because you gave her that ear.
Sorry, darling, it was saying.
No. Garden centres. Yeah. You know, things that I never thought I'd be interested in.
Yeah.
And we're all turning into our parents.
We are. Oh, gosh.
And it's, you know, I know.
Well,
it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I can't believe we managed to fit in a podcast about Christmas before Christmas. But I'm glad that we did.
Because
hopefully people that are listening to this will know that you're not alone. It is really stressful time.
Yeah.
If you cry on Christmas Day in your turkey, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's normal. If you argue with your kids or your partner, it happens.
Yeah.
And let's try
it's okay.
And...
okay.
Yeah.
And I've now, got to go and complete the rest of the day and pray for me that I make this flight.
You will make the flight.
And I'm and just to add to the misery, I realise I've got a bobbling from a Christmas cracker. Like, how can... I can never find bubbles. I don't know.
I can't. Unless while my hair's not up, I can never find bubbles either. Yes, I'm looking forward to going into a new decade, actually.
Yeah.
A new...
my 40th next year.
Me too.
So big year. Oh,
me
yeah.
too. When's yours?
We'll be lying in a ditch June the 4th.
Oh, amazing. Nice summer.
Yeah.
Birthday. Right. Well, I'm coming, whatever
you're doing. Yeah, whatever. Like,
mine's
in
September.
I have no
idea. You have to come to mine.
Yeah. It's going to be a big year next year for 40th.
I kind of
the 1980 birthdays.
Yes.
We're all sort of a binge generation of binge drinking kind of people.
Totally.
The 1980s.
I feel like that. I feel like
it is a real... Yeah. I'm not sure if our kids are going to be... I don't think so. They might be more into the gym and...
Basil's talking about, if I have a plastic coffee cup, he's like, Mummy, that's not good for the environment.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. They're going to save the planet.
Yeah, they are. And we're
slowly. He's always telling me to recycle. And the other day I put some cakes out for after school play date. And he was like, that's not very healthy, is it? And I was like, wow. I was like, sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'll eat them.
Exactly. But he still ate them. Right. On that note, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
The happiest time of the year, everyone.
It's the most.
Enjoy the crying.
Enjoy the madness. And everyone, you're all amazing. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you in the new year. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it for the year. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you again to Kristen from Wine or Wine. She is absolutely brilliant. Always love having her on the podcast. A very Merry Christmas to everybody out there. And another mention to 10 Dental Facial Practice, who are sponsoring this podcast. Check them out, 10dental.com. They're absolutely brilliant and have sorted out my teeth for the last decade. Merry Christmas, everybody, and we'll see you in the next decade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.